I'm good. Tired.
I can only. How many days into this run are you?
This is the third day.
Three marathons already.
Like two and almost a half so far.
Holy smokes. So where are you?
Honestly, I don't really know.
Yeah, we're out in the woods somewhere.
We're almost to Innisfree.
Innisfree.
Oh, so you're out by Lloydminster.
Yeah.
You started in Lloydminster on what, Tuesday?
Yes.
Unbelievable. I'm a longtime runner. I know what an incredible challenge you've set up for yourself. 19 days, a marathon a day.
Yes.
What do your toenails look like?
Well, they're so far, they're fine for now.
Because you know what they're going to look like at the end of this.
Yeah, exactly. They're starting to get a little tender, so we'll just see how long they can hang in there.
Are you using one pair of shoes over the 19 days, or are you going to switch them out a little bit? Or
I have three pairs of running shoes and one pair of walking shoe. We noticed one of the running shoes almost has like a defect on it because it just rubs the one side of my heel, like only the one shoe. So I'm not sure what's going on. I guess we have like 2.5 pairs of shoes now.
There's always something, especially on a run. Have you got some sort of backpack full of water? And I know you've got your dad there with you. So is he supplying supplies? And
yeah, I have a running pack with like, I think it's 1.5 liter bladder in it that I wear when I run. And then when I go for my 10K walk, I use one of those like handheld water bottles.
Okay, so how are you doing this over the course of a day then? So you're running what, say 21, 22K, then walking 10? Or what are you doing?
Yeah, so I'm starting off running a half marathon. And then we pull over, change my shoes, and then I walk 10K. And then we stop again to put my running shoes back on. And then I go and run the last 10 or 11 kilometers.
Amazing. Her name is Nicole Troyer. She's running across the province over the next 19 days, and you're raising money for a fantastic cause. Do tell.
Yeah, we're raising awareness for mental health, and then also all of the funds that we get raised during the run are getting donated to the Solstice Integrated and Wellness Center in Claremont. So it's an addiction center for the youth, kind of almost like a detox center. So anyone who's struggling with like drug addiction or alcohol, eating disorders, any sort of addiction or mental health struggles, they go there and they just have some therapy. They do a bunch of programs to help train your mind and to just rely on other things.
Amazing. You're an inspiration, Nicole. I want you to know that right off the hop. Where can we donate if we want to donate?
The email we have for e-transfers is milesforsmilesalberta@gmail.com. Yeah, and then we have a GoFundMe as well. So I think if you just look up Miles for Smiles on the GoFundMe, it'll show up.
Okay, sounds great. So you got to get back on the road, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, happy running.
Thank you.
Good for you. My feet hurt just thinking about what you're doing. Crush it, my friend. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.